Hi, guys. Blake, you had such a strong performance on Monday. A day later, quite different. What was the difference in your mind between those two games?
You know, I think still 5-on-5, it's right there. I mean, we made just a couple mistakes that led to easy goals for them. But, you know, their power play has been good. There's no doubt about that. So I think for us, especially in the situation that we're in, you know, we got to be disciplined. We got to stay out of the box. There was a pretty big discrepancy in the power plays today. They had quite a few more than we did. So all those things make it tough. You know, you're hemmed in your zone, killing penalties. And then especially when they're scoring, you know, then you got to come out and try to generate some momentum 5-on-5. That's kind of the way I saw it. It's, you know, not insurmountable. We're in the same situation we were in a couple of days ago. Just need to win one hockey game. That's it.
Well, and you just touched on that, and you've said you've been a resilient team all year. Do you just rely now on the fact that you have been able to do that time and time again?
Yeah, we need to win one game. That's it. You know, there's no magic to it. It'd be the same mentality had we won today. You know, we were looking to win the next game no matter what. So we just gotta, you know, learn from this one and come back tomorrow, you know, with a positive attitude and get ready for, you know, a huge game. A lot to be excited for.
Thank you.
Our next questions come from Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press.
Hi, guys. This one's for Connor. Connor, just on that second goal, the Backlund goal, can you maybe just take us through that play? It looked like you and Neil maybe got a little crossed up behind the net. Was that a communication issue or what happened there?
I think the puck just bounced off the back of my heel. There was good communication, and I made a mistake, and I paid for it. So doesn't really matter if I make 10 mistakes or one mistake. We lost the game, and I got to prepare for the next one, and we need to win.
And then one more just for you, Connor, but it's no question the Flames are going hard to the net. Obviously, the goalie interference call there on Dubé on the Lucic first goal. What's the challenge, I guess, facing a team like Calgary? They've got some big bodies up front. They're really aggressive in front of the net. And how do you feel that that you and your team have maybe managed that?
You know, I think we've done a fine job. But that being said, we've lost two now. So I think everyone in our locker room has the heart and the character. So I don't think we're worried about that team. I think we're more worried right now about playing our game and making sure our mind's right for the next one.
Thank you.
Our next questions come from Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.
Blake, obviously the effort has been there, but what's it going to take to get things going offensively for both you and Kyle?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit different. You know, like I said, our power play is always a big part of that resource. So it's a different look now. It's a different feeling. You know, we got a big power play goal today, so that was good on the offensive side of things. But I mean, realistically, you know, Copper's playing amazing hockey. There's no letdown. You know, going from Scheck to Copper, I think our line's been really, really solid. You know, we've been matched up predominantly against, you know, probably what's been their best line all year in the Backlund line. You know, until today, like I said, I mean, it was just a couple fluky goals, really. Outside of that, you know, we've done a pretty good job against their top line. So there's no question that, you know, Kyle and I carry the offensive burden, and it's a part of our job to produce, especially in these situations. I mean, there's no sidestepping that, and that's what we're out here to do. There's a lot more to the game than just that, and I think everything else is right there. You know, we're making the next play here or there from, you know, from having everything we want. So not something that I'm worried about. I mean, we're talking about guys that are predominantly pointing game players, both, you know, the last few seasons and last few points, postseason. So there's no panic. There's no worry. I mean, if we're worried about offense, I mean, then that's a good thing, because that's the last thing we should be worried about.
Thank you, Blake. And for you, Connor, I mean, you've had a great bounce back ability throughout your whole career. Why has that been, and how important can that be coming up in game four for you?
I think it's going to be everything for me. I got to use this, and I plan on using this. This was an upset for me tonight, and I don't see it being easy for them at all the rest of the series. So they better scratch and claw for everything they get.
Thank you, guys.